Like a lot of newsrooms, WNUR News uses Slack. On a busy day, I might get 50 or 100 Slack notifications. We use the app to schedule meetings, make announcements, answer questions from reporters, and all the other logistics that go on between meetings. By far, my favorite kind of Slack notification is the "Can I say this?" message. On the radio, strictly censored music and NPR hosts probably make us subconsciously aware that our news packages can't contain fuck. Or shit. Or a lot of the other fun four-letter words. But expletives exist on a beautiful spectrum, from stupid to cocksucker. And at a student-run radio news show, we rely on other students to decide what gets bleeped. PR Chair Zach McCrary, April 13th. Can I say horny in a story? Co-director Nick Song. Yeah, you good. Campus local editor Maria Jimena Aragon, October 15th. Can we say ass? Zach. No. On October 4th, I asked the Slack, can we say jerk off on air? Nick. Verb or noun? Me. Noun. Nick. You should be good. I don't remember what that story was about. And until now, I don't think I've said jerk off on air. With varying degrees of confidence, we spare each other the burden of making that final call. I've been executive producer here for about a year, and I still don't feel confident in answering. What can't I say on the air? I considered interviewing the actual adults who advise our college radio station, but I was a little scared they wouldn't like the story. Maybe even politely tell me not to do it for fear of our FCC overlords. So I went to
the news directors.
My name is Nick Song. I'm the co-news director at WNUR News.
So my name is Alex Harrison, and I'm a co-director at WNUR News.
Nick and Alex are juniors like me, but they're also my bosses.
Oh, I guess, sure. I guess I'm your boss, if you want to put it that way.
So when a reporter asks me about a questionable word, I don't want that decision on my hands. I ask Nick or Alex.
Generally, anything that would be considered profane or just too strong for, you know, evening television. If you couldn't say it on the nightly news, you can't say it on the radio.
Nick and Alex have to get trained every year on what we can and can't say on the air, like all of us at WNUR.
There's a meeting with the club and people who want to DJ on air where they learn about basically what is required to get certified by the FCC. My name is Brendan Kaplan, and I am a rock show DJ with WNUR. We have to, as DJs, fill out a quiz to make sure that we know what we can and can't do on air.
Here's the thing about that training. FCC guidelines are incredibly vague. Content that's judged as obscene can never be broadcast on American airwaves. Obscene content, quote, appeals to people's prurient interests, depicts or describes sexual conduct in a patently offensive way, or lacks artistic merit, end quote. The FCC itself admits on its website that determining what obscene means can be difficult, depending on who you talk to. That's also a quote. In other words, there's no list of things you can't say on the radio. At least, not a complete list. Our FCC training includes 7 NFA words, not for airplay. Management tells us that saying these words on the radio, in any of their forms, could, in theory, get the station fined or its broadcast license revoked.
Okay, well, there's fuck, shit, tits, ass,
piss, cock, tits. Damn it, there's one that I always forget.
Bitch isn't in there? Wow, okay.
Asshole slash ass. Goddamn. Okay, so that's 5.
let me go back then. So, definitely fuck we can't say. Asshole we cannot say. Cunt is definitely off limits. Fuck. Well, that's one of them, but...
I don't know if you count motherfucker as a separate one from fuck, so I wouldn't count that. Let's go with cunt and tits.
We are allowed to say tits then, right? We aren't, really. Wow.
But this is a college radio station. Mistakes happen.
If obscene content is said on air, there are two dump buttons in the WNUR studio.
It's a big yellow button with the word dump on it.
You can hope that you catch it in time, you hit dump, and you're saved.
WNUR runs on a 16-second delay, and so by hitting the dump button, you're cutting 8 seconds out of that delay, and it's like skipping ahead in the broadcast. It would sound like a jump cut if you're listening on air, and that is to ensure that the swear has been removed.
I think I've used the dump button once. I think there was a package where I think someone accidentally said the S word in the background, or what sounded like the S word, and I hit it just in case, just because I did not want that smoke on my hand. This was before I was news director, so my limited clout that I have, I did not have back then, so I was very much like, I don't want to get blackballed from this radio station I just got at.
I have had to hit it several times. It happens a lot with songs on Spotify where artists won't mark whether or not they're explicit, and we do check lyrics beforehand if we have time, but we don't always have time, and so there are instances in which songs end up getting played on air where we start to scream and hit the dump button and then lament our poor decision making.
I was having second thoughts. Would listeners, station management, or God forbid the FCC, think of this story as poor decision-making? I did what I always do. I asked Nick. Okay. I'm a little nervous about this story.
Okay, what's that?
Because I, even though I'm not going to say the words on the FCC list, I'm still considering saying everything else. Like, yeah. Pussy and dick and goddamn. Like, shit that could still make, you know, grandmas clutch their pearls.
I mean, you know, let them, I guess. Well, look, the real secret to all this radio stuff is really, like, the FCC doesn't have... They don't hire people to always be listening to what happens on the radio. Like, ostensibly, they rely on people to, like, snitch on them, I guess.
The way that they enforce it is by people complaining to them, and then they decide if it's obscene or profane or indecent. So there isn't a way to be totally in the clear about this. Like, anybody can complain.
I think that's true, and honestly, one of my biggest gripes with the FCC personally, they don't specify any of this stuff. I think we can say the word pussy on its own. However, if I want to say I want to have sex with that pussy, I would leave that right there. It's all about toeing the line, and I think as long as we're not explicitly being explicit, we're good.
Okay.
I feel like I haven't convinced you.
No, because here's the thing. I can say pussy as in cat all I want, but in a story about words that we can't say on the radio, the implication is that I mean a vagina.
Sure, in the greater context of it, but in that specific context of the sentence... Fuck, my brain is hurting, which you should probably believe. I think... I wish I had a better answer for you, other than I don't think that we're going to get in trouble. If we do get in trouble, my ass is on the line. I don't know if, you know, ass is bleep there if shit happens, which we definitely have to bleep.
Mm-hmm. For WNUR News, I'm Sarah Kedora. Unless the FCC is listening, then I'm Nick Song.